Paul, why do you use Latin percussion in your compositions?
Well, you're right. I have kind of an inclination and proclivity towards Latin percussion. Not only Latin percussion, but percussion in general. I think it's a result of a couple of things. Number one, knowing a lot of guys who do Latin percussion. And then the music itself I use some Latin grooves and Latin beats, and they are, I feel, enhanced a lot by the use of congas especially. And I've actually done a lot of playing only with congas, duets, for example, in clubs and stuff. So congas are, and Latin percussion are something I feel very comfortable with and at ease with.
And your treatment of the Miles Davis tune Solar as a Bomba was fantastic, I must say.
Oh, thank you.
And I think you dedicated it to somebody on the CD, if I recall correctly.
Yeah. Well, yes, that's a good way to answer your question, I guess. Why did I use Latin percussion on there? How did that come about? That is a bomba groove, and I dedicated the track to Julio Feliciano, who was a conga player with me for maybe 3 years until his demise a couple of years ago. And he was the one who we were playing Solar in clubs, and he said, that's a bomba groove. He was always coming up with these great grooves. He started playing that, and he sort of like created that sound for that, in that groove for the piece, and I've kept it. And on this recording, Henry Morales is the conga player, but he's maintained that bomba groove for that chart.
Groove Move is certainly a lot of fun to listen to. The title of the tune basically says it all. It's a fantastic recording.
Thank you.
I understand. It's an original, correct?
Yes. Yeah. All the tracks on this CD are original, except for the Miles tune. And Groove Move is one of the originals.
Is Mary Lou Williams the jazz pianist who you feel the most indebted to?
No, there are several. I do love Mary Lou very much, her playing. And but she's one of the players, I think, that I would include among them as influences. Horace Silver, certainly, and Bobby Timmons. Especially when I'm playing anything with blues inflections, for example, Red Garland. These are people that I think, have stimulated me and influenced me in my approach and attitude towards some of my compositions and the way that I play them.
Now, was Corona Carlos inspired by Horace Silver's comic song titles?
Yeah. Yeah, Horace has this wonderful gallery of rogue characters, which he composed pieces about over the years. And I mean, he brought a great wit into jazz, I think, with them. Sort of Senor Blues, and for your other listeners, Filthy McNasty, and on and on. And I was doing a lot of his tunes. I have done a lot of his tunes in clubs and so on. And then I got the idea, I said, I should try doing one of these myself, since I enjoy occasionally writing lyrics. And so I said, I'll create a character. How would, let me think of this, like a Horace tune. And Corona Carlos was the result, this kind of a funky blues chart, a little different in the sense that it's in 6/4 time. And I don't think any of Horace's, he writes a lot. Well, actually, he does write in that meter to some extent. But that was my inspiration, yes.
Paul, how is the tune Origami inspired by the Asian students you work with as an educator?
I was inspired by that because one of my students who was a composer herself, turned me on to the what I call the cherry blossom scale, which is a pentatonic scale for musicians out there. And a lot of Asian and Japanese music is based on this kind of cherry blossom scale, which I'm sure everyone will recognize it when they hear it. It's been done in movies and so on. But it's a very lovely scale, and I wanted to compose a piece using it, and Origami was the result. It's in the melody and in the accompaniment, and in the bass, Bryce Sebastian does a very beautiful solo also using that scale on his with a bow, an arco bass solo using the cherry blossom scale in that piece.
Paul, could you tell me more about the origins of the tune "Who Are You"?
Yeah, certainly. That has a very interesting background, a long background. That's a tune with lyrics originally, not on this release, but it was written for an off-Broadway in New York musical production back in the 1970s. At that time, I was doing a lot of scoring and composing for off-Broadway productions in the New York, alternative counterculture movement. And I wrote that tune for one of those productions. And I decided when I was recording this album, I wanted to pull out something from that period and give it a new setting and a new production. So Who Are You is done here instrumentally without the lyric, which was originally written for it. But I think Reggie Pittman's trumpet work on it more than compensates for any vocal. He makes it sound so lyrically beautiful. I love it.
Why was Open 24 Hours inspired by the New York 24-hour establishments that never seem to close, in your opinion?
Well, here is an example, again, of a particular kind of musical device, a scale that is a very chromatic scale for musicians out there, but for non-musicians, it's a very kind of exotic scale that the melody is shaped on. And as such, in New York City, which is my home, we're surrounded by a lot of all-night convenience stores operated by people from all kinds of countries, Mideastern countries and so on. And when you go into their stores, to me, they have a kind of exotic kind of flavor or atmosphere to them. They're often speaking Arabic or other languages or Spanish or whatever. And when I wrote the piece, I was using the exotic scale, if you want to call it that, and calling it Open 24 Hours seemed like a likely title for it based on those stores around my neighborhood. Make sense?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it does. Paul, the tune I'm Starting All Over is very moving and deeply spiritual, I must say.
Thank you very, very much. I love to hear that.
There is a vocalist here who performs it. L.D. Frazier, I believe, is his name.
That's right.
Could you tell me more about him?
Absolutely. L.D. Is a very close associate of mine. We go back together many years. L.D. Frazier is a quite notable and renowned gospel singer in the New York City and East Coast area. He's traveled to Europe a lot, too, and even to places like Egypt and Turkey, taking his gospel singing and message with him. I'm fortunate to have him as a friend, and originally the song I'm Starting All Over here on this CD was written for him by me for the occasion of a Jazz Vespers concert at St. Peter's Church in New York. St. Peter's Church in New York originated the concept of Jazz Vespers on Sundays, and quite a number of years ago, he introduced the song at St. Peter's, and it got a rousing reception. And he did it off and on over the years. And once again, it was a song like "Who Are You." I ran into LD and I said, "You know, I'm doing a CD. You know that song I'm Starting All Over?" I said, we should do something with that. Do you want to come in and, you know, record that? And he said, yeah. So he came into the studio, and finally, after many years of performing it and so on, we got this track down, and I'm extremely pleased with the track, and I'm so glad that you that message comes across.
It's very powerful and very deeply spiritual. Never, I'm starting all over.
You know, I'm so fortunate because he gave it that very spiritual kind of interpretation, and I think it's very. What am I going to say? Well, it's about renewal.
Yeah, renewal, mm-hmm. Definitely. Paul, when did your piano training begin in earnest?
Well, I think it began in earnest when I began it, which was as a young child here in Omaha, which is my original home. I was born here, and even though we moved around a lot, I graduated from high school here. I graduated from Creighton Prep. I was in the around the sixth grade, I guess, when I began taking lessons, and I'd always wanted to take them. And the piano and me just took. I loved playing it, and I loved my lessons. And so, from the beginning, it was a pretty serious relationship.
Well, it sounds like the relationship has continued to blossom and mature into deeper and deeper levels of a committed intimacy, if you will. It's a very profound work of art that you've created on this new recording, which is called Origami from your band. And
these guys are great. I have to say, I'm really blessed. I've worked with so many wonderful musicians, and the personnel on this disc, including Reggie Pittman on trumpet, and as I say, Henry Morales on congas, LD on vocals, and Kevin Twigg on traps, Bryce Sebastian, did I say him, on bass. I mean, these guys, you know, it's so wonderful to be working with them and have them be able to get into the music the way they do.